This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. There is a humanitarian crisis on the southern border, and it's directly related to the fact Congress and the White House can't come to an agreement on how to overhaul our immigration system. President Trump released an immigration proposal back in May, which would shift policy from a focus on family-based immigration to more skills-based immigration. Both Republicans and Democrats say the president's plan is going nowhere, but it's worth revisiting today because there's a report out from the New American Economy, a bipartisan research think tank. They dug into immigration data and found that a majority of immigrants coming to America in recent years are already highly educated and skilled. Andrew Lim is director of quantitative research at the NAE. Mr. Lim, welcome to the program.
Hey, great to be here. Thank you.
So you looked at immigrants who came to the country in 2017. When it comes to educational background, what was the breakdown of that group?
So in terms of the breakdown of the group, we saw that immigrants in 2017 really had much higher educational attainment levels than the overall population of the United States or even immigrants in general. About 53% of immigrants that came that year had at least a bachelor's degree. And that includes almost 25% of that total who had an advanced degree. So that's a master's, a law or medical degree, or a doctorate.
And is this all immigrants, including people who came seeking asylum or came here illegally?
These are all people who we estimate to be here with documentation. That could include people here on temporary work visas, people who have come as refugees or asylees, or people who are here as green card holders.
So what sorts of skills or experiences specifically does this, especially the group of highly educated immigrants, bring in?
So about 28% of immigrants who came that year had a degree in STEM. So STEM meaning science, technology, engineering, or math-related fields. That means that they were able to work in these really critical STEM jobs that the United States is really seeing incredible growth in. So the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates that STEM jobs are second only to healthcare jobs as the most fastest-growing set of jobs in the U.S. economy from now until 2026.
And there's research showing there are labor shortages in those higher-skilled jobs.
Yeah, I think even if we're looking at 2017 data and you see that about 143,000 of these immigrants had STEM degrees, if you actually look at the size of the shortage, so in 2018, so the year after this data, the Smithsonian Institute actually estimated that there were 2.4 million STEM jobs that went unfilled. So even with this fairly significant number of incoming immigrants with that skill set, there was still an enormous gap between the supply of skilled and appropriate workers with the demand.
How would the group of immigrants you studied, the people who came in 2017, fare under President Trump's recent immigration proposal?
Well, for the ones that have the highest levels of education, I think there's a decent shot that they would get in. I just think that it makes it much harder. It's a much different system. And so right now, it's really untested at a time when the U.S. economy is really needing more workers of all different skill levels. And given, you know, the sort of unprecedented period of economic growth that we've had and the extremely tight labor markets, especially in certain states, you know, especially ones that are perhaps not on the coast, that don't receive a lot of people, that aren't seeing a retention of their U.S.-born population as well, you're seeing really critical labor shortages in all different sectors of the economy, not just the high-skilled sectors. So that kind of immigration system isn't really taking into account the full needs of the U.S. economy.
But one of the arguments often raised for reducing even high-skilled immigration is that these are jobs that native-born Americans could fill if they had the right training.
If you look at businesses, you know, tend to need workers when they need them. I know that's sort of simplistic to say, but training does take time. I think that any smart sort of education and economic policy on a domestic scale would include that kind of retraining for workers who are interested in doing it. But really, these kinds of shortages are critical in the moment for businesses. A business can't wait around for 2 or 4 years for a set of workers to finish their training to have the right amount of or the right level of skills to fill those sort of specialty occupations. So immigration is sort of a stopgap for this immense shortage that we have right now. It's not, you know, the be-all, end-all solution to this shortage of labor, but it is, you know, a critical piece of that puzzle.
Andrew Lim is Director of Quantitative Research at the think tank New American Economy. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.